Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about a piece of legislation, House Bill 2130, which would help some folks who are looking for work, who are struggling to find it. Talk to us about what this legislation would do and why we're moving it and where it's going to be going in the near future.
Well, House Bill 2130, or the Employment First legislation, as it is known by the advocates, is a bill that I worked on with Representative Dan Miller from Mount Lebanon. He's a Democrat from out in the western part of the state. And we worked on this proposal because as we look at all of our current programs, we notice that there is a lack of coordination for individuals with mental or physical disabilities and allowing them the opportunities to get gainfully employed. Many of these individuals are in programs up to the point of graduation. We've done an excellent job of integrating them into our educational community and ensuring that they get a quality education. However, upon graduation, oftentimes they fall into a black hole in terms of service providers and the coordination of benefits. And there's a lot of misinformation or incorrect information out there for these individuals. Many of them are afraid to go and get jobs for fear that they might potentially lose benefits, or they can't get the right kind of assistance or accommodation to get the job that they might be interested in. This bill would start with our current programs, would better utilize existing money and resources to provide these opportunities for these individuals. Chairwoman Mari Gingrich from Lebanon County had the first part of this bill, which was successfully signed into law earlier this year, and this would be supplemental to that and build off of the great steps that she has already taken. So specifically, it would allow individuals, we would target 7% of the governmental workforce to include individuals with disabilities, and would put the focus on finding those individuals jobs for those who want to be gainfully employed. Probably one of the best examples we heard from was a gentleman by the name of Alex, who shared his testimony. He went through this program and he now has two jobs. And he talked about the pride he gets in going to work every day, the job satisfaction he gets, and he was personally very excited about those opportunities. And probably the biggest lesson that I think many of the committee members took from the hearing that we had earlier this week on the bill was the fact that while he's working outside the home, his family has recognized significant improvements in his overall life as well. And I think that's really the value that we can take from this. We can better utilize existing resources to make individuals who want to be gainfully employed, get them in that opportunity and make their lives to be truly fulfilling. This week we had a hearing on the bill and we heard from a host of advocates as well as three secretaries, cabinet secretaries from Governor Wolf and some individuals with disabilities. Currently 13 states have Employment First legislation. Several other states have executive orders that do this. I definitely think that having this legislation is the preferable route since it will ensure that the program continues beyond any single administration.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is an advisory that you'd like to give to the folks of your area. There's going to be some road closures, some bridge closures. Talk to us about what's going on here.
Well, I think it's important to note that the Stony Hill Bridge over the Big Beaver Creek will be closed for construction beginning on September the 19th. So that's right around the corner. It'll be starting next week. This is part of the multimodal transportation program that deals with specifically bridges and bridge efficiencies, and they're being replaced all across the Commonwealth. So unfortunately, we heard the complaints and the concerns about the nature of our roads and bridges. Now we'll have to put up with the orange cones for a little bit while they get about doing all the work.
And finally, Representative, it has been fair season. The Solanco Fair just ended. I understand that you spent a couple of days out there and your staff was out there for the entire time. Talk to us about what you learned and what you heard about at the fair.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out and seeing us at the fair. As is always the case, we had a wonderful time and great weather. And we heard a host of issues. And I think the most important part of the job that I can do is listen to folks' concerns and then take those problems back to Harrisburg and work with the departments to find solutions. Well, as always, there was a great number of livestock as well as exhibits at the fair. And I know a lot of folks worked very hard. I'd like to congratulate all the winners. And specifically, I'd like to congratulate our local game warden, Dennis Werfel, who was in the booth next to me all week. I know that he got first place on his honey. I just want to thank everybody for coming out. And in terms of any future updates, in terms of where we will be, where we will have meetings, you can always visit our website at www.harrisburg.org. www.repcutler.com to get the latest calendar of events, as well as sign up for our email updates, which also will include the traffic alerts.
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.